Developer Sam Savarino wants to replace the century-and-a-half-old structure with an $18 million 80-unit building on the same structural footprint along the Buffalo River. Everyone agrees the building is in bad shape, possibly why the city at one point wanted an emergency demolition and forced the former owner out. The developer has promised to save historic elements where possible, but says much of the building structure is damaged by water or isn't usable today. Board member Terry Robinson says the developer has done everything he could to make the picture clear.
Mr. Savarino has shown more than due diligence in his examination of the structure, its potential reuse, and alternative uses. It may not be something that I personally am happy with in terms of an 1868 structure leaving, but it's not something that I, for the present, can see an alternative to.
After the vote, Savarino says he isn't sure what he will do next, although he could take it to the Common Council. He says another winter's wear on the structure might make the discussion moot because water can get into surviving columns and beams, which have already been weakened. He says city inspectors have done a recent check of the building, but their results aren't out yet. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.